Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
I got great news, guys.
It's the news update from Game Time Decisions.
Thanks, Jack. Hey, sports fans, can't score the Sports Grid News and Betting Update. If you want that edge, Cappers, you know you got to get on the grid. NHL big trade. The Devils and Arizona Coyotes made a deal to trade Taylor Hall. Hall now going to the desert with the Coyotes along with Blake Spears for a 2020 first-round pick, a third-rounder in 2021, and three prospects. The first-rounder is also lottery projected. New Jersey, too, retains 50% of Hall's contract, splitting the $6 million with the Coyotes. The NFL suspended Seattle Seahawks receiver Josh Gordon indefinitely without pay for violating the league's substance policies on performance-enhancing drugs and substances of abuse, the team announcing today. This is the fifth time the NFL suspended the 28-year-old for substance abuse. The Kansas City Chiefs have claimed veteran Terrell Suggs off waivers. This coming from the NFL Network. Suggs was released by the Arizona Cardinals on Friday. He had 5.5 sacks, 4 forced fumbles, and 37 tackles this year for the Arizona Cardinals. The 7-time Pro Bowler racked up 18 sacks across his last 2 years in Baltimore. NFL Monday Nighter from New Orleans, the 6-7 Colts take on the 10-3 Saints. Should be a good one. Saints big faves. They're laying 9 points. Total in the game, 47.5. Saints minus 420 money line. Colts plus 340. It's worse for the Cleveland Browns, infighting all year. And another story coming out, multiple Cleveland players yelled, "Come get me," towards the Arizona Cardinals sidelines before the end of the team's Week 15 matchup. Star wideout Jarvis Landry reportedly among those who asked to switch allegiances. I don't know if this is a joke or serious. Landry hauled in 5 of 8 targets for just 23 yards Sunday. Also spotting yelling at Browns head coach Freddie Kitchens in the fourth quarter of the team's 38-24 loss at Arizona. That dropped the Browns to 6-8. They're done. This news comes just a week after reports Odell Beckham Jr. told opposing players he wants out of Cleveland. So we'll see about this circus. More mistakes by the lake. Good news for the Minnesota Vikings. Star running back Dalvin Cook could play through a shoulder injury that forced him out of the team's Week 15 matchup versus the Chargers in the early third quarter. Coach Zimmer said Cook's shoulder feels fine today during his press conference. Through 14 games, he's amassed over 1,100 rushing yards and 13 touchdowns. Tampa Bay receiver Chris Godwin likely to miss his team's Week 6 game versus the Houston Texans. He has a hamstring injury. Godwin ranked second in the NFL with 1,333 receiving yards and is tied for second with 9 TDs. The Carolina Panthers expected to start West Virginia rookie Will Greer at quarterback versus Indianapolis on Sunday, sources telling the NFL Network. Kyle Allen had started each of the last 12 games since Cam Newton aggravated his foot injury. Allen won his first 4 games but has just 1 win in the last 8. Lamar Jackson, the clear number one among NFL fans, the Ravens quarterback. He's topped all players in NFL fan voting for the 2020 Pro Bowl. The Baltimore Phenom receiving 7,499 votes to be first overall, followed by Seattle's Russell Wilson with 539,768 and Patrick Mahomes of Kansas City, 4,608,838. Minnesota Viking running back Dalvin Cook, fourth, and tops among non-quarterbacks with over 431,000 votes. And Carolina running back Christian McCaffrey rounds out the top 5 with 406,477. Baseball. The Houston Astros re-signed reliever Joe Smith to a 2-year deal worth $8 million. Reports indicating the Brewers and outfielder Avisel Garcia have agreed to a 2-year $20 million contract. Busy sports night. Lucky 7 in the NBA. Let's rock. 7 o'clock, Washington at Detroit. Pistons minus 5, 230.5. 7:30, Cleveland at Toronto. Raptors, big favorites, minus 12.5, 217. We got 4 at 8 o'clock. San Antonio at Houston. Rockets, minus 9.5, 233. Dallas at Milwaukee. Bucks, 10.5-point favorites, 227. Chicago at OKC. The Thunder, minus 5.5, 210. We got Miami laying 3.5 at Memphis. 216 is your total. 9 o'clock, Portland, minus 1 at Phoenix. 228.5 is your total. NCAA Hoops, top 25. 7 o'clock, Southern Miss at number 24, Texas Tech. Red Raiders, 22-point favorites, total 129. AP College Basketball Poll, Kansas Jayhawks now number 1 at 9-1. Gonzaga, 2. Louisville, 3. Duke, 4. And Ohio State rounds out the top 5. We had big news for the NHL earlier in Tampa Bay. Sniper Nikita Kucherov, good news. He's day-to-day with a lower body injury. It might have been worse. He had to leave Saturday's game against the Washington Capitals. 34 points in 30 games this year for the Tampa Bay Lightning. He had 128 points last season. The Kings have placed veteran forward Ilya Kovalchuk on unconditional waivers today. They want to terminate his contract. 5 in the NHL, 3 at 7 o'clock. Ottawa at Florida, the Panthers, minus 200. 6.5 Nashville, laying 30 cents at the Rangers. 6 is your total. Washington, minus 60 cents at Columbus. 6 is your total. 8 o'clock, we got Colorado and the Blues. Blues, minus 115, 5.5. 8:30 action. Edmonton at Dallas. Stars, big favorites, minus 180, 5.5. I'm Cam Stewart. Gabe Morenci hosts Hour 2 of Red Heat and Rage. We'll talk about the rest of the betting board and break it all down tonight. So stick around, everybody. Red Heat and Rage Hour 2's on Sports Grid, and it's coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, level 2, get on the grid. Sports Grid, countdown is on. We have Monday Night Football. We've got the Colts. And we've got the Saints. Craziness going on Twitter right now. Josh Gordon has been suspended again. Taylor Hall has been traded again. Whoopi Goldberg has a smackdown. Smackdown Meghan McCain again. And I tweeted something really interesting earlier, Cam. I've always talked about this. You and I brought it up before. I'm like, I'd like to go to a West Virginia football game. I just don't want to spend days going back and forth to West Virginia.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of things I would do, but it's just, you know, the time, the cost, and everything. And I've always said, listen, if we get to the point where it's like Star Trek and you can beam me up, I'm there. Well, it looks like we're there, Cam. I tweeted a story out earlier. There's like a big time, like he's one of the head scientists, engineer generals of the U.S. Navy and Air Force. Like, we're talking big shot type of guy. And he's been talking too much at lectures about technology and stuff. So basically they pulled the plug on him. He's retiring. Yeah he's shutting it down because he's talking about the future and about space war and everything. But he basically let it go the other day. He said, we have technology right now that can get any man, any place in the world in an hour.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Any place in the world in an hour. He said, we have the technology.
It's like Star Trek.
The technology's there.
Yeah.
It's fast. Pretty much, right? And I was just thinking about how, listen, you and I are going to be dead. We're not going to see, like, the fruits of any of this stuff. But literally, like, in 100 years, bro, like, there's going to be Super Bowl packages. Telebeam in 5 minutes. And, like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I don't want to lay over on the flight. There's going to be ads. Are you tired of time traveling and it taking an hour? It'll take you 5 minutes. Like, I don't know what they're doing, dude. I don't know. You get in some cube and they catapult you through space and you drive. Who knows what the hell they're doing, man? But, the world's going crazy, Cam. The world's going crazy. And here we are. These guys are figuring out how to transport people anywhere in the world in an hour. I can't figure out a couple of props for tonight.
Exactly. Hey, I don't blame you, man. It's a tough game tonight, too. Like, you know, you look at the Saints and you're going, ooh, 9 points there. Do I want to take the Colts? Michael Thomas, his props are going to be very, very high because people will go to him. It's interesting, too, Gabe, with the Colts, Williams was their running back, but Marlon Mack came back and did the damage. So you're right. I got one, though. I got a receiver on the Colts that I'm going to ride tonight, a guy I picked up in your fantasy league with all the injuries. I think I'll tell you on the other side. He's going to get a lot of touches tonight.
Well, we do have a prop, actually, that we like tonight as well. And we're going to send Window Will to the window right now because once we tell the world about this, the number's going to change. It's going to go up like, you know, it's going to change like 20 yards.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRoto.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you very much, Yank. I can't get no. All right. Hopefully we can get some winning picks tonight. We've sent Window Will to the window. I'm waiting for him to get back, and then we're going to do this. We'll make the major announcement. Although, whatever. We already did a video for it this morning. But I've noticed that there's going to be some movement on this. I don't know what's taking Will so long. I think Will's like putting together, Will's like putting together parlays, and God knows what he's doing. Spending on college basketball and
horse patrons. hey, kid, you want to try Northfield Turf Paradise? Okay, sounds good. Yeah, probably getting roped in. Once you make your first horse bet, you can't go back.
Man, they're relentless over at Northfield. Race one in the books, Cam. I just looked up.
Yeah, Northfield, what, 15 more to go? Don't worry. You're doing in-game live. They'll be on race like 12. Still more to go. Yeah, Northfield is basically a track where if you are really bored in your life and you have nothing to do, just hang out at Northfield. It's a good way to kill like 6 hours of your day. All these other tracks are going for a couple hours. Northfield, 15 races, 16. They're relentless.
They're running in the snow tonight over at Northfield.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
These poor bastards.
I know.
There's Aaron brutal. Merriman. Congratulations to the winning driver. Aaron Merriman 4-5.
He always wins. See his smile? That's like
winning trainer. Winning trainer.
Yeah. Ray Farmer.
Ray Farmer. What a great name.
They don't even have a picture of
Ray Farmer.
So successful. Don't take a picture of me. I don't want people to know who I am. He's too much of a winner.
Dayton Raceway, Barry's picks, the 8, the 2, the 3, and the 1. Who's Barry?
Yeah, it's best Barry's at Sugar's picks, too. Yeah, Barry's pick. Well, yeah, see, that's the thing. Like, look at Northfield Race 1. There's no, like, that's all chalk right there. $3, $2. standard breads. It's the problem. Need more.
The
dogs.
Third place
guy did okay. That. What do you know? Yeah. That guy was good. That guy's good. Five and change. That's all right. I could.
Is that a horse instead of straight out of Compton? Did it say straight out of Wisconsin?
Yeah, straight out of Wisconsin. Straight out of Compton. Straight out of Wisconsin. That's great.
Dover Downs. It looks like they're running on like ice. Like I don't know what the hell's going on over there. Like
yeah, like look at the car. It's got the headlights on. It doesn't look very. Look how far back the other horse. That's another thing. Like the guy's running the gate.
Look at this.
Every time we ran, our horse was
no. Dude, look at the other horse catching up on the inside. Now I hate this stuff.
I know. It's like
your horse exerts energy. Imagine running in the Olympics, like the 100. Like the 100 meters, and like you got to run to catch up to the other guys that are taking off. It's ridiculous. Like, it's ridiculous. And the horses get tired. Like, people think, no, they're horses. No. Like, Buddy just had to get the horse to like break his pace to catch up. Yeah, like, they're off and running.
Yeah. Dover Downs.
That 10 horse is just taking off. Meow. Or not six, my bad. Excuse me. It's a six. All right. So, our boy Jesse. Sent in, and I believe Yang's got this. And Cam, I don't know if you've seen it, but ready for the big game tonight. Looks like you're kicking tonight, buddy. You're Morton Anderson.
Yeah, I love that picture with the hairdo and stuff. You know what the best is? Every time you do the gif, you can fit every guy. Like, look at you. Like, you look like you're actually on the Bills staff. I actually do for most of them. I look bad, but I kind of pull off Morton Anderson this time. I can get away with that one.
No, you actually do. You look pretty. You're looking slick there. You're right, though. My head pretty much fits on anyone's body.
Everything. Anybody. And every time, it's like perfect. Like, you're the perfect guy to do these.
Although it's more fitting. I hate to admit it, but my head fits better on Marv Levy's body than McDermott.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Me on Marv Levy's hilarious.
I like the Marv Levy one, too. It's perfect. Marv Levy, yeah.
I kind of look like Franklin, the Penn State coach. If I was a coach, I'd just look like...
Good call, actually. It's a really good call. You do. James Franklin. That's very... Yeah, that's... Wow. It's a good call. You do look like James.
Listen, I think we're glad that we got it up, but right, good step. So now we got to figure out a better way instead of just slapping this in front of a game to dot time decisions board.
It looks good. I love it.
Good job, guys.
It's awesome.
No, I'm glad you got it up, dude. I didn't know. I look up. I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm like, yeah, that's this is not a good idea.
No.
I'm surprised the phone hasn't rang yet already. All right. So Abraham Answer, I guess, better be careful what he wishes for. Got to be careful what you want sometimes in this world. You might just get it. Says he looks forward. He wants to play Tiger Woods. What was the USA? What did it get as high up to? And what happened to Will? And Will, like, honestly, I forgot. Like, we sent Will to the window like 10 minutes ago. Did he get, like, kidnapped? Did he get robbed?
Some of those guys look pretty rough.
Get detained? He's been winning a lot. Like, what's going on?
Yeah, you better not tell him. Better not tell the
man,
Patriots
we got to get a walkie-talkie thing going here. Like, I need to know, Cam, like right now. Hey, Will, what's going on?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the USA got to about, I'm thinking when they were down, just under four, plus 300.
What happened?
You
going to New Orleans to play this?
I don't know. I don't know where he went.
All right, good job, Will. Yeah, Will's all frustrated. He gets back. I'm like, where did you go to New Orleans to get this ticket? What's going on? There's a bunch of people online. They only have three cashiers. Yeah, I don't understand that either. Yesterday was Sunday afternoon, Sunday morning, and like same thing. It's like,
yeah, that's your busy day,
you know,
right?
Guys, kind of the busy. Yeah. All right, so we got it in. Jacoby Brissett over 232.5 passing yards. Over 232.5 passing yards. It's not a bad number here at FanDuel, Cam. It's a little higher elsewhere at some other spots. And T.Y. Hilton is playing. And T.Y. Hilton will provide a nice spark for this Indianapolis passing attack an Indianapolis passing attack, incidentally, Cam, that I believe that will be playing from behind tonight. There's a couple of ways you can look at this football game. The Colts have lost 5 of 6 games, but 4 of the 5 losses, Cam, were by 4 points or less. The thing is, the Colts are anything but lucky this year. The horseshoe is not luck. They've had bad luck. They've had injuries, Andrew Luck, etc. You go down. But their defense isn't playing very well right now, Cam. 3 of their last 4 games have gone over the number. And you're going to like this memory, buddy. The New Orleans Saints tonight are honoring the Super Bowl champion New Orleans Saints.
Oh, yeah.
It's been 10 years, Cam. 10 years. Hard to believe. 10 years ago, we were at the Sahara drinking warm Miller High Life.
A buck of beer.
That was a low point.
Champagne.
Yeah, I know. It's true. Champagne and beer.
I was buying.
Man, we had a... I know. You were the only one that won.
I was the only guy who
won. It was literally...
Around a Miller's.
There was like 9 of us. It was like the biggest loser scene ever. There was literally like 8, 9 of us. And we all lost. Everyone's pissed off. Like everyone's sitting watching a Super Bowl like this or with their hands. Or some people are like desperate, like, ah, oh, one last shot. And Cam is playing blackjack like 10 feet away, just laughing it up and winning. You couldn't lose. Everyone's sitting and Cam comes over and he's like, all right, I'll get the beers, guys. It was $1 a beer. And there was literally a row of like 400 beers. But it was the Colts versus the Saints.
The Saints. It was.
Same matchup. 10 years ago, same matchup. They're honoring the team tonight at halftime. I'm not getting in front of this. I think it's going to be around the same score.
Yeah, and I'm not getting points with the Saints this time. Now I got to lay them. We'll see what happens. It's a tough game. I'm probably going to go on the over, Dave. Point. Gonna have scoring tonight.
Get on the grid, sports grid.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the 8th person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
In the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this show can get a deposit bonus up to $500. Here's how it works. 1, create a DraftKings Sportsbook account. 2, simply make a deposit. And 3, place your first bet and DraftKings will match it with a 50% bonus up to $500. This offer is eligible for all users, plus new users get a risk-free bet up to $200. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for full details.
Somebody here at the book just showed us their ticket. I actually like it. It's not a bad play. It's plus 440. Taysom Hill to score a touchdown at any time.
Oh, I like that.
And the Saints to win the game.
I like
that. Yeah, Hill to score a touchdown and the Saints to win the game. It's like plus 440.
That's a
surprise.
Good
it's pretty good odds.
I like Hill.
I had a nice Darius Slayton prop yesterday.
Nice. So
plus 180 to score a touchdown. I hit it.
He's been so good. That guy has been so good with the Giants, man. It's unbelievable. What I was looking to find, Gabe, I looked on Mr. Green. Do you have any Zach Pascal numbers there? That I know T.Y. Hilton's back, but his totals will be real low then with T.Y. Hilton back, and I want to go over there if he's going to – you know, the guy's been good for me last couple of weeks. I want to take a shot there. Do you have anything? Because they're not offering anything on my book.
No.
They don't even offer. Unbelievable. Okay.
Jared Cook, Jack Doyle, Alvin Kamara, Latavius Murray.
Jack Doyle's low at 38. That's low.
They have Hines.
Hines, 22 and a half.
Traquan Smith. No, they don't have him.
Brutal. Okay.
Now, I know it's frustrating. They should set for every player, right? I know I've noticed that, especially at this time of the year. They should have every player up. I've noticed that there's been a couple of games. I've taken a look at a guy. I'm like, God, they don't have him. It's frustrating. I was good. I'm glad they had Higbee yesterday. I actually hit the Higbee.
Yeah,
top.
Exactly.
Higbee so I got Jacoby Brissett over 232.5. And in the last few games, like Brissett and the Colts, like I said, they're not stopping anybody. And I expect there to be points here, man. The Saints have scored like 34 or more points in three of their last four games. The Colts have put up big points. Brissett has put up big numbers. Look, the Colts lost 38-35 to the Bucs, and they lost 31-17 to Tennessee. I think we're looking at a similar situation here. Let's say tonight they're going to lose 33-21. That's sort of what I think, Cam, in that range.
Yeah.
But
I
got Jacoby Brissett over. I'm going to bet the over the game, yeah. And I don't like laying the points. I don't like the same let's play the Price is Right, actually, Cam. I've got no idea. It was a site was down for maintenance last night, so the total, I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to say 361, 348. Okay.
What I was going to tell you,
get a chance, but.
Yeah, I will. What I was going to tell you with Pascal was the guy had 7 catches for 109 yards against Tennessee, okay? And then he had 5 catches for 74 yards and a touchdown. So 14.4 fantasy points, 17.9. I put him in my lineup in your pool. By the way, Gabe, I picked Chris Conley off waivers there because I needed another receiver. 2 touchdowns for the Jaguars getting it done.
Wow, you're just killing it.
I'm just a waiver wire guy. I just looked for guys in a situation. So I think I beat your buddy. Colts have no luck. I'm up 18 points, and he has got no players left. So what's that? What do I get for going to the finals? For coming second minimum? That's got to be something good in that pool. I'm excited.
Hey, you're guaranteed. Was it a $100 or $200 league you entered?
$200.
Ooh.
Ooh, buddy.
Yeah, that's $800 for second place.
Oh, what's the winner get? I'm going to check your totals right now.
16.
Oh, geez, I could really use 16, eh? Oh, come on now. Okay, let's go to your account.
16. Your account. 16 Canadian.
Yeah, that's
right. Canadian.
That's like when I do my invoices. It's the best. I look, it's in red. Canadian dollars. I'm like,
yeah, Canadian. Yeah, Canadian. 16 Canadian. Canadian.
Canadian. Okay.
So what's Jacoby Brissett, I'm going over.
Let's see.
Let me just get this out of here first.
Number.
So I'm going over. Okay. I'm going over the 232.5 passing yards for Jacoby Brissett. I expect him to be playing from behind tonight. I was reading some interesting stuff about the Saints. Listen, the Saints have been scoring like crazy recently, but the Saints score more at home. They give up more at home.
Yes.
Teams score more in New Orleans than they do elsewhere. It's like basically it's a fast track, you know, in horse racing terms. It's a fast track. It's a fast carpet. Weather's not a factor. And I think the Saints get after it tonight. I don't think it's going to be one of these meddling sort of games. I think they're going to go for the jugular, put points up. I can see the Colts coming from behind and putting points up. They're not going to roll over. Their season's on the line. So I'm just saying Jacoby Brissett in the last game, 38-35, 251 yards passing. Game before that, 319 yards passing, trailing against Tennessee. If he can throw 319 against the Titans trailing, he can get to 233 against the Saints trailing. We played it, one of our first plays. Did the number get down to 47 at all, though, Cam? Because it's back up to 47.5 now. You know, cause I'm upset we could have got it at 47 because I like the over this game tonight, too.
I would get it now. It's 48.5. So, you know, I don't think it's going to go down.
What?
The thing is, what you have that I don't have is I can't do teasers on Mr. Green. You can. I don't know. There's some kind of formula. I'm going to talk to a couple guys that we know.
Oh, it was just 47.5 a minute ago. Yeah.
So, better
when
get
I
it
said
now.
Will to the window, I swear, the second you got back, I was like, you know what? Go back. I got to get the over. The over's going to move.
You want to? So what do you want to do with it? Ease it or what do you do? That's what you got to do. You got to jack it down. Saints 2
it's
over
gonna
41.
It's going to go to 49.
Yeah, yes,
just put the 7 point. What are we at? 361? 348?
No, I claimed, what do you got? Offers, yeah, I claimed 382.41. 382.41.
Put the 82-41 on a 7-point teaser.
See, you can do teasers. I can't. It's really weird why I can't do that. I just don't understand it. How do you, like, how do they lock me out of teasers? Like, are they scared? Like, what's going on here? So, let me see here.
Know. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
Well, you have 50?
They wouldn't let me do it here yesterday.
What do you want to, what do you want on it?
The 82.
Oh, okay. So you go, actually, it's gone down. Saints minus 1.5 over 41.5. Done.
All right.
Done. No, no, now
there
it's two.
There's one.
These guys are such.
Ah, yeah, yeah,
get in the net. You little weasels. The wheels are turning. Yeah, okay, I got it. Yeah, it's in. It's in. You're at an even three now.
What's the long field goal prop tonight?
Oh, with good kicking, too. Well, with
Will
Lutz, anyway. With Lutz. Who's kicking for the Colts again?
And who's the other?
Vinatieri's not kicking for them.
I think it's Chase
anymore.
McLaughlin.
McLaughlin, interesting.
Chase McLaughlin.
Huh.
The kid from, he was on San Francisco.
Yes, yes. What school did he go to? Did he go to USC?
Thank you. Well, McLaughlin?
Yeah, what school did that kid go to? I forget. Let me see. Long field goal. Long field goal. Player props. Rushing. I'll find it here. Yeah, okay. What do you think it's going to be? Probably 45.5.
I'd say 46.5.
46.5.
It's 46.5, yeah.
Is it?
I'll think about it. We'll put a little play on that.
It is 46.5.
On that. So I got Brissett at 232.5. Let's see if here. Let's see what's the number here now. What's compared to Bet365? Total
exactly
passing yards, player passing yards.
I think it's dead on the
really?
Number. Yeah. I think it's right there.
Player like passing yards.
It
is.
Would you get it?
232 yeah. and a half.
232 and a half. Yeah,
232
exactly.
and a half.
Yep. I looked at
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the only difference
the
is.
The juice.
Look, it's Jacoby Brissett, 232 and a half, minus 120. I got minus 112.
Okay, that's better.
Saved yeah, 8 cents. Better.
Longest
and
field
I put
goal.
100 on it, so.
46.5.
That's $8.
25 cents. 25 cents to the over. 10 cents to the under.
Any other props you're taking a look at tonight? I like Brissett.
I wanted Pascal, and I can't find it. I'm pissed. So I got to go. I'm going to look for some Colts ones because I think they're tremendously undervalued if you think they're going to come back and Brissett's going to have to throw to somebody. They didn't even offer T.Y. Hilton here, right? So player receptions. What do I got? Jared Cook, 3.5.
You know Alvin Kamara, Cam? Alvin yep. Kamara has not scored a touchdown since week 3.
Unbelievable. That's shocking.
Isn't that whacked?
Yeah, and you know what he is?
He's due for a
touchdown in this game. Yeah, but you know what he is? It's not a good bet.
It's not good. What? It's like minus money.
That's a horrible bet. Yeah, but he is plus 400.
You imagine, Cam, every week you just bet no?
Yeah. Oh, you're an idiot. Like, yeah, that's a bad bet. Like, that's just you should not be laying anytime touchdown minus 200 when Michael Thomas is at minus 150. You know? Let me see some more here.
That's what you see it at?
Yeah, I see it at on Mr. Green touchdown scores. Alvin Kamara, first touchdown of the game, 4-1. Last touchdown of the game, 4-1. Any touchdown, minus 200. Michael Thomas, first touchdown of the game, 5-1. Last five, minus 150 for him anytime. Everybody else is plus.
Kamara's minus 160 at FanDuel right now to score a touchdown.
Minus 160?
I think he's going to score a touchdown. Yeah.
Anytime. So you get any time at 160 on Mr. Green, he's 200.
Anytime.
So yeah, that's good then.
Anytime.
It's better than 200. Better than 200. Yep.
Taysom Hill to score a touchdown anytime.
That's
plus
the
300.
One I like. Let me see. Taysom Hill here.
Oh, they got Pascal, 260 to score a touchdown here.
260? Oh, wow. I need more than that. Okay. 260. Now, give me 4-1. See, that's where you get. Come on. Like, you know what I mean? That's when, like, that's not, like, you got to do the math game and go, that's not cool. Like, even T.Y. Hilton plus 225. Eh. You're right, though. Taysom
Hill
plus 333. plus 333.
Will there be any points scored in the first 7 minutes of the game tonight?
Yes.
I say yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
All right, let's roll. Well, what did I say a couple of minutes ago? I sent Yang over to, we sent Window Will over to the window. Now our boy Yang's jumping in on this. Yang knows a good pick when he hears it. Yang, you're getting a piece of this Jacoby Brissett, huh?
Yeah, why not? Why not, man? I've been wanting to hit something, man. Like, I put in a part poly this weekend, a 16. The only one that didn't hit was this pick that Alex Fasano gave me. He gave me Bears money line. I went 5-1.
Fasano was the one. So it's his fault you didn't win.
Yeah, it's his fault, buddy. I would have bought grilled cheese and a tea with lemon and a muffin for everybody, buddy.
For everybody, huh?
Yeah, for everybody in the pick.
Did you enjoy the Giants game yesterday?
Oh, yeah, man. Like, that was amazing.
For the Giants?
Yeah, it was a nice game with the Giants, man. I was over there with my mom. My mom is a Dolphins fan. And it was actually her first game ever, man. I actually surprised her that morning. Like, you know, she's looking at me like, well, I got to get ready so damn early, you know? And I'm like, mom, you know? So I wind up having to spoil the surprise because, you know, she's all frustrated. Like, mom, you got to hurry up, you know? But she got to enjoy it, man. And, you know, I went with a couple of childhood friends of mine. And no sooner we left the game, we dropped her off and then went to the Nets and Sixers game right after that.
Nice. Yeah. Oh. You're really a jet setter there.
Large.
And the Giants covered, too. Good work.
Yeah, man. It was an awesome day. It was an awesome day. I hope to win today.
Just for the record, though. Hearing that Mother Yang's a little more hardcore than you. Word on the street is people saw you. You were all like, you had like a hat on, you had like a hood, you were all puffy, you had like all kinds of jackets. She's just chill. Like she was just, that's what I heard. People like, oh yeah, all the pictures. Yang looks cold, and his mother is just chilled. Like,
yeah, my mom. She was bundled up, man. She was all bundled up. She had some Under Armour stuff. Had to lay it up. Sweater, and then I had another sweater over her with a Giants jersey over her, like passed up pretty good.
I thought you were buying her a Dan Marino jersey.
You know what? I went everywhere. I went to Modell's. Remember that Friday? I think you was here. They didn't have it, man. And I spent all day Saturday after I left CBS trying to find a Marino jersey, and I wound up ordering one online.
No, Cam. You got all her shoes and stuff that. You can't get your mom a jersey, Yang. You got. Such a nice
Cam,
connection.
It was funny. No, but
I went to Modell's. They didn't have them, buddy. Night,
in between shows the other night, Yank casually goes, I'll be back. I'm going to buy a Dan Marino jersey at Modell's.
Yep.
And I was thinking, number one, Dan Marino hasn't played in 20 years. Number two, we're not in Miami. And I was thinking, like,
you're not going to get any Dolphins jersey. Like, who? Tannehill? Like that,
you know what, though?
Yeah. Tannehill? Kmart?
I actually was going to tell you. I was going to go, bro, I don't know if they're going to have a Dan Marino jersey. But you know what? They actually used to. Yang is right. I remember Yang. They had, like, the classics, right? You know, they had Ray Lewis, Dan Marino.
They got the Lawrence Taylor ones out there.
Nice. Yeah, Earl Campbell. I remember, like, I got my Michigan jersey there. They have had the Hall of Famers before, but... Nah, man, every store in New York just has, like, Yankee stuff, man. Yankees and Giants.
But it's all good. I ordered one her online, and it should be here before Christmas, so
nice.
Should be good.
Nice.
Good stuff. Good stuff, Yankee. Yeah, good son. So, what kind of good stuff? No wonder your mother was in a bad mood. You dragged her to Giant Stadium on a cold December day to watch the Dolphins and Giants play, Yankee.
Yeah. You know, I actually kind of felt bad. Like, you know, I told her it was going to be some walking. But she was down for it. When I told her it was the game, like, she's like, hey, I'm all in. Let's go. You know, and, yeah, when she got back, though, she was just, like, rested up, laying down. She went to sleep early.
I'd say so.
Yeah, that's a long day.
I was like, hey, Mom, you want to go to the Nets game with us? She looked at me like, you crazy with all this damn work? Come take me home. So we took her home, buddy.
You trying to put her back in the hospital?
Yeah, no, nah, I just wanted to have fun with her.
No, no, it's good to enjoy life. Good stuff, Yang. So, yeah, so no kidding, Cam. I said, we got to get Will over to the window here. And we moved it. It was 232 and a half here at FanDuel. Got a good number. 234 and a half right now. Just like that, 2 yards, Cam. Big difference, 2 yards on a prop.
Big time, big time.
Yeah. You know what it is? And it's not that all they moved it because our $100 ticket and, they sent Will over, et cetera. But T.Y. Hilton is in. Another thing is I did a video, Cam, for FanDuel. I do a video before all these primetime games. Think about it. People are at home all day. Yeah. A lot of people are starting to get back right now. Starting to, hey, let me see about this game tonight. Oh, look at this video. So now people are starting to hit this stuff, right? And I knew. I was surprised it didn't move. I was actually concerned. It bothered me earlier because sometimes I'll give it earlier in the day on the video and I don't get the number by the time I get here. So I was like, man, I hope it's still 232 and a half. And that's when I was like, all right, Will, you got to get to the window. I think it'll go higher. I think it'll go higher still. So I'm going to play this Kamara prop, Cam, touchdown. I'm going against the grain. He hasn't got a touchdown since week 3. You know it's pissing him off. They got to get in a damn rock and put him in the end zone.
Here's the deal. If you're getting Kamara at 160 and all the other offshores I've looked at are minus 200, 205, 210, if you're getting 40 to 50 cents of value there, yeah, I would have to believe that that's the play. I'd prefer not to lay 200 on Mr. Green, but a $160, that's something reasonable and something. I think there's going to be a lot of points in the game too, so Kamara for sure. I also like the Taysom Hill touchdown anytime at plus 333.
Plus 300.
It's a good price. You could even do, if you want to get ballsy with him, maybe do a 3-pack, right? First touchdown 20-1, last touchdown 20, anytime 333, you'll still make money if he does get a touchdown. And maybe it is the first touchdown or last touchdown of the game. That could be interesting. The other numbers just don't add up for me. Like for Pascal, I need about 4-1. I'm only getting 225.
What about this one,
T.Y. Hilton? Not enough for T.Y. Hilton at 225.
What about this one? Traquan Smith. 21 and a half yards.
Over.
I'm looking at 29 in the last game. 14 in the game before 13. All right, so it's no lock.
No, it's no lock, but
it's just so low, bro. Like 21.
It is.
It's like a catch. You know what I mean?
Two catches for that kid, right?
Like
two catches, you'll get there. He could break a tackle.
Naheem Hines. Receiving
Hines
yards, 22 and a half.
That's low, too. I think a lot of props are going to go over tonight.
All right, Hines receiving yards. What's he do? 24 in the last game. 18, 10, 24.
Yeah, he's 22 and a half.
30, 21, 24. Dude, he catches passes, this kid. That's low.
I'd be very careful with Jared Cook, though, because he's hurt. Like, he's playing hurt. He might not go the whole game. Like, he's playing with an injury. He's 45 and a half. If he's healthy, I'd be all over it, but I think you have to be wary of that total. I can't find Pascal anywhere. That really pisses me off because I could probably get like a 22 and a half with him and go over. The guy's been money the last
two. All you can get
games.
Is a touchdown.
Yeah, and I'm not going to bet it.
Ted Ginn Jr. receiving yards.
31?
No, there's never any value of Michael Thomas, dude, 105 and a half yards.
He'll fight get there. But no thanks. You know what? Kamara at 43 and a half is very enticing. They love to dump the ball out of the backfield to him. He breaks one or two of those. He can get those on one run, one or two runs. I think that's low. I think a lot of these props are very low.
Jacoby Brissett over 1.5 touchdown passes, plus 120. It's plus money.
Yeah.
Jack Doyle. No, I don't want to mess with that.
I like Jack Doyle, but yeah, a lot of these Colts guys I find are way too low. Like their totals are... They're not even offering.
Will Drew Brees throw an interception?
What's yes?
I'm thinking no. It's not bad odds, actually. No is minus 130.
Huh.
Yes is plus 102. Jacoby Brissett to throw an interception. Yes, minus 126. No, minus 102.
He'll throw a pick. He'll throw a pick.
Drew Brees. Drew Brees has thrown one interception in the last four games.
What about Brissett?
Brissett.
I know he's a couple games he's been.
Brissett. Brissett has thrown. Last game he didn't. The game before he had two. The game before he didn't. The game before he had one.
One. Yeah, so hot and cold.
Sort of all over the place. Thing is, I expect there to be a lot of passing tonight, so the odds go up of there being an interception if we think it's going to be a higher scoring game, right?
True. True.
All right, what about hockey tonight, Cam? Any picks like?
Yeah, hockey's kind of a tough night tonight. There's a couple things that I'm looking at. I don't like to lay big numbers, but I think the Capitals, it's only 60 cents at Columbus. I don't know what Tortorella's doing. Is he trying to get fired? Another tirade? Like, these guys, like, every year, it's the same story. The guy freaks out on his team, and they don't respond. Give me the Washington Capitals at $1.60 in a revenge spot. Remember that night all the dogs won, Gabe, when they came back from that road trip? Washington will be in a bad mood tonight. I'll take the Capitals at minus 160. This Rangers-Predators game is very interesting. I like the Predators to kind of respawn. They lost a tight one in Buffalo. The Rangers are inconsistent, but with Georgiev, it's kind of tough. Six, I know you like your unders in those games, so maybe you have an opinion of that game. Colorado might be a good dog in St. Louis tonight. I think Colorado at plus 100 is worth a look, but the games that I was looking at was Washington, Nashville, and Colorado in hockey. I haven't decided to narrow it down, but Edmonton's a big dog. Dallas is laying 185. That's craziness. Like, I'm not taking Edmonton because they're very wishy-washy. Yeah, it is crazy. Like, Dallas should be $1.50 in this game, $1.60. I almost might take Edmonton out of principle at 165. They could win the game, yes. Is Dallas good at home? Yes. They shut you down. But I'm getting almost plus 170 on a team that can show up with Connor McDavid and Dreisaitl. That's a little bit stupid. Like, Dallas should not be $1.85. That's just a crazy line. So that's what I'm looking at. Hockey, the Panthers should beat the Senators, but the Senators are gritty, so I'll probably lay off that game or put the Panthers in a parlay. It's tough night on the ice. What do you like in basketball tonight? What are you thinking about the NBA? Anything jump out?
Not much. I've been concentrating so much on football, to be honest.
Yeah.
Blake Griffin's out for the Pistons tonight. Wizards at Pistons. Pistons minus 2.5. Totals 230, 2.5. You know, the Raptors are laying 12.5 to the Cavs. It's minus 950, not much to do with that on the money line. Bulls and Thunder, I don't really have much interest in. Mavericks don't have Luka, but it's against the Bucks. It's 10.5. What's
Bucks.
A Raptor? You know what? I guess we could do this. Raptors, Bucks, Saints money line?
What will that pay? Football.
166.
That's actually not bad for 10.5. You're dealing with a 12.5 point favorite, a 10.5 point favorite, and a 9.5 point football favorite to 166.
Not bad, actually. Bad.
I thought it would be about minus 200. So, yeah, it's a little bit better than I thought.
You know, Cam, this is almost like the same as playing one of those, the sweetheart three-team 10-point teaser. You
it
know
is,
what I mean?
Basically.
Kind
yes.
of the same. Like, same theory almost. But it's not 2.5. You know, you're getting a 12. The Raptors aren't losing to the Cavs tonight. The Raptors beat bad teams. They're going to go on a little run now where they beat up on bad teams. Milwaukee take care of business.
They'll
as long as
Dallas.
The Greek Freak is playing, they'll win.
Yep. Houston should kill San Antonio.
Not beating these guys alone.
Houston.
I don't know. That's the one. San Antonio are sort of lingering around Cam in these games. I'm thinking Portland. Portland to beat Phoenix. But I'll get into that later. So this is what I'm going to do for the NFL. Let's go Saints minus the points. Saints and the Colts to go over the number. The Saints and the over, 7-point teaser, if your book will let you do it. Brissett over 232.5 passing yards. Alvin Kamara to score a touchdown, minus 160. Taysom Hill to score a touchdown, plus 300. Nyheim Hines, over 22.5 receiving yards. I can't do that, though. I already have Brissett. I can't worry about it. I got to be smart. I can't, like, worry about this player and that player when I just have Brissett. Long field goal, over 46.5. Predators and Rangers, under 6. Let's see, college basketball. What do we got going on here tonight?
There's not much going on tonight. Not much at all. There's one ranked team playing Texas.
There's a lot
Tech. There's a lot of games, but they're kind of low grade games. UNC Wilmington, Mercer. For me, I'm going to go Taysom Hill touchdown plus 333 on Mr. Green. New Orleans minus 2, over 41 on this teaser, over 48 in the game, Gabe. NHL Washington a buck 60, Nashville minus 130, Colorado even. In the winner's
yeah. All right, we're going to come back and wrap things up on the other side. There's been a format change. Yay.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the 8th person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRoto.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made.
All right, we're back on the way out here. Good thing we are, actually. More breaking news. Andre Drummond was set to go, and in fact, he was one of the hotter DFS picks of the day today. Yeah. But he gone. Blake Griffin and Andre Drummond out tonight. Dare we take the Washington Wizards?
I'm thinking about it.
Plus 2.5.
1.5. Yeah, 231. Big total.
Yeah, but they're...
No defense.
Yeah, big total. +2.5. All right. I'm going with the football here, guys. Tune in game live. We'll have some late night basketball picks. But we're going with the Saints -8.5. Colts Saints over 48.5. Saints over. Try to buy the half point down to 48 if your book will allow it for the total.
Yeah.
Love the Brissett prop over 232.5. Kamara to score a touchdown -160. Hill to score a touchdown +300. Long field goal over 46.5. Preds Rangers under 6. Cam, we fired you off some picks. Not all these either, so it's going to be easy. No. Just a couple. We'll okay. Catch you tomorrow.
You
what's your
it,
best
brother.
Bet, Cam?
Washington Capitals tonight. New Orleans -2, over 41 on the teaser, Gabe. Good luck tonight, buddy.
Thank you very much. Good job, Yank. We'll see you guys 8 o'clock in game live. May the winners be yours.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.